In Baghdad today, perhaps the first glitch in 5 days of weapons inspections. One of the UN team's goals is to look for any changes from the last inspections 4 years ago. Teams are visiting many of the same sites, going back over items already tagged and accounted for. So they got a bit of a surprise today at a former missile factory called Al-Karama. Rajiv Chandrasekharan is in Baghdad for The Washington Post.
Today, the United Nations did report that several pieces of equipment that had been tagged by inspectors, as well as several monitoring cameras, were no longer at the facility. They said that the Iraqi officials claimed that some of those had been destroyed by bombing of the site in 1998, and some of that equipment had been transferred to other sites, and UN officials say they plan to follow up on that in the coming days.
Did the inspectors look at any other sites today or at anything else at all?
Yes, another team of inspectors, this from the International Atomic Energy Agency, visited three alcohol distilleries on the outskirts of Baghdad. The inspectors aren't saying exactly why they went out there or what they found, but the International Atomic Energy Agency released a statement saying, and I quote, that all sites with industrial and technical capabilities are of interest to us and need to be assessed to determine the relevance or not to a country's nuclear program. The inspectors didn't comment on what they found, but reporters who were there observed the inspectors going in without any testing equipment, and they didn't bring anything out with them.
There was also some firing today by U.S. and British planes in the no-fly zone. What did Iraq have to say about that?
Well, Iraq has lashed out once again, calling this an infringement of Iraq's national sovereignty. Yesterday, Iraq accused the United States of bombing an oil company office building in the southern port city of Basra, killing 4 people and wounding 27. The U.S. Is not confirming any reports of casualties. Today, there was another strike in the northern part of the country. And also, it wasn't just weapons that the U.S. was dropping from the air. About 250,000 leaflets were dropped by U.S. aircraft to the southeast of Baghdad, warning the Iraqis not to repair air defense facilities that have been struck before, and also saying that any attempt to fire at U.S. and British aircraft could trigger yet more attacks.
I gather there aren't any real surprises. The inspectors are more or less looking at sites that they have already checked. Perhaps the only small surprise is that so far this time the Iraqis are letting them in, but no surprise that they continue to insist that they haven't got anything to hide.
Indeed. I mean, this is perhaps the initial stages. The UN is starting out slowly. They only have 17 inspectors on the ground, not enough to go and visit, let's say, a presidential palace for the first time. They're doing what's known as rebaselining these sites, also checking to see against satellite imagery, have new buildings been constructed? Are the sites as they left them in 1998, or have they changed? But after December 8th, the deadline for Iraq to file this much-expected declaration of all of its nuclear, biological, and chemical programs, they will also be augmented by more inspectors coming in. They're expected to then start visiting more facilities that have not been looked at before and sites that would perhaps constitute more surprise inspections and testing the fuller powers of their new mandate under the Security Council resolution passed last month.
Thank you very much, Rajiv.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Rajiv Chandrasekharan is the Cairo bureau chief for The Washington Post. He spoke to us from Baghdad.